This is Channel 1 Over, beginning of Channel 1 Over, and a continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy and Mamu this Tuesday morning, 30th March, 1971. Channel 1 Over. Channel 1 Over, and beginning of the continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, 30th March, 1971. This is the beginning of Channel 1 Over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, 30th of March, 1971.
The most to her children, I think, she said. She wasn't really with Joe. Joe was born up there in the Shell House. I'm the first black face looked on him.
I guess Laura May doesn't like to work just for one person.
Mm-mm. But she used to work steady for Miss Flora.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how she got well for a long time. She worked for Miss Agnes Smith for a long time. But she wasn't working for Miss Flora at that time. Somebody else was working for Miss Flora. But they left. So then Flora May went back to Miss Flora.
I think it's nice, Guy, that Miss Daisy has been at one place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It makes it fine for you
sir.
And them too.
Well, I get to hear Uncle Frank.
You know, it's a long time now, Miss Daisy, just to talk about it. See, we talk about Roger May and all them. Does it seem long to you since you knew those three Dean women?
Hmm?
Alice Dean and her two sisters? Was all three of them big women?
Oh, they were stout women.
Yes.
But now, I didn't know but two of them women.
Yes.
That was Alice and Lizzie.
Yes.
Now, Frances, she was dead when I met them.
Oh, she was?
Mm-hmm. She wasn't with them. I know two of them.
So there were just the two of them living down
just
there?
Just the two of them when I met them. And they houses was like mine and Doris's. They were real close.
Yeah.
Let me see. Lizzie. She raised Hubbard. She had Hubbard Hale when I know her.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how come that?
Well, that was her son's child.
Oh, I see. Oh.
That was her grandson, Liz's grandson.
Oh.
She thought there wasn't nothing like him. But there was different in Alice and Liz. Because Liz, she don't want nothing to go up against that boy. But Alice thought she should have made him wait more than she did, and she was starting to wait before she did start. But anyway, after Lizzie died, then Alice had to take him and take care of him. She raised him on up, but he worked.
He worked now.
He worked now. He worked well. When Lizzie died, if he was going to ever work, he should have been going to work. Because he was a big boy, left in his teens. So he left. And Alice, she took care of him.
Yeah, a big boy like that.
Big boy like that. But he worked every day.
But you could sit down there and talk to them.
Oh,
now,
yes.
Half
a day at a time.
And Lizzie too?
Lizzie, oh yes, while she lived.
Yes.
Well, see, when Lizzie was living, Alice, she couldn't leave home so much on account of the farm child she had. But me and Alice and Lizzie would get together. Lizzie would come over to Alice's house, and I would be over there, and there we'd have a good time. Just us three.
Right.
Lizzie, she still there in these chairs. It was time for her to go home, cook something, take care of her chickens and things. It was time for her to go. It was time for me to go, too. But we'd leave Alice there by herself. You see, Alice, she didn't have nobody working, so she didn't have to fix supper or nothing like that. It was a little tiny bit for her in the baby head. A lot of time. If she cooked dinner, had dinner at 12 o'clock, well, then she fixed enough for the night. For just them two, you see. Just warm them a little something, maybe just a little soup or something like that.
Well, now, Lizzie.
Coffee. She loved coffee. She liked me. She loved coffee.
Oh, really? Now, both of them, though, they had done a lot of things.
Oh, they done lots of things.
And they loved
them. And they both could tell me lots of things. Things I never thought of.
Now, they told you about butchering those cows out in the woods.
And how they took care of them. Yeah. They didn't beg nobody.
Yeah.
Now, both of them was with them. When I know them, I never see they hug one or nothing. When I know them, they was with us.
And taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Taking care of themselves.
Yeah. Did they have, they shot, they had guns around?
Yes, they had guns.
And
they could shoot them too.
They could use them.
And they would do it if they had it to do. You see, that's the way they'd, kill their cows and things. They go in the woods and pick them out the kind they want.
Yeah.
Kill them out there.
Yeah.
Hang them and skin them.
Yeah.
A cow never would get skinned if they had skinned. I wouldn't know how to start on them.
And just the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Just the two of them. They skin them. Out there, now that's what they tell me. And they cut him like they wanted to.
Yeah.
They have clean bags. They put what they wanted in that sack. They said at home, put it down. They'd go back and get more. So they towed it home like that till they got it all home. You see, the two dressed him. He each had a half a cow. You carry your half to your house, and I carry my half to mine. When they get it to the house, then they would slice and do it. Well, you know, back there then, Mr. Miles, you didn't hear no killer, no frigidaires or ice boxes or nothing like that. But folks kept. Didn't he?
Yeah.
They had to buy the ice. They would slice that stuff and place it in a tub, a big tin tub. Buy ice, put in the bottom of the tub, put the meat on top of the ice, and then get more ice and tip it up when they got all in there. Just cover it up with the ice.
Yeah.
Put a sack over the tub.
Yeah.
Put you back up there somewhere. And I'll come.
And that would hold the
that lock. Would keep it till they used it.
Yeah.
That's what they told me.
Yeah.
That's the way they kept it.
So what do you
know? So I remember in Georgia when they used to kill hogs, I was in hog killing weeks at a time. Up there, they ain't gonna tell no icebox. Either no cold stove. but they had a big smokehouse. And they'd cut their meat up, salt it, and let it stand so many days, I reckon, I don't know how long. Then they had a syrup kill, big old syrup kill. Keep that thing full of water, and they get ready to take that meat out of that salt. And then the smokehouse, they had holes somewhere all across that smokehouse. And these old vertebrae leaves, that's what they tie meat. When they get ready to take that meat out, you see the same table, what they cut it up on, Hickerson washed off and clean. They put that meat, tie that thing around that meat, and stick it down in that water, that boiling water, rinse that salt off, lay it up there on that table, and let it drain. Then they take it down and hang it like that, all on in that smokehouse. Well, the sausage was already done, fixed and length and hanging there. The meat was over here. Sausage came over here. I didn't hear no telling no cold storage and nothing. All right, then they'd have a tub. They cut bark, hickory bark,
yeah,
and oak bark. Make a smoke in that too.
And it takes a very short time to smoke it.
That's right.
It just works fast.
Smoke it dry.
Yeah. Now that's right. You dry it, smoke it, you dry
it.
Yeah, that takes longer.
Dry. Smoke it. And the meat kept.
Yes, sir.
It stayed good. Yeah, it's almost sport meat. All the things.
Yeah.
Well, but now you got to tear the coastal and you take it out from there. It's a lot of sport for you.
Yeah.
So I guess folks don't kill none. Nice home. They don't try to kill it.
Did
I
any?
Guess it's better from just cooking.
Don't you remember in them days when you had a chicken house
out there?
And then when you had a smokehouse full of meat,
mm-hmm,
somebody was liable to visit that,
uh-huh,
during the night. Now, you heard tell of that.
Oh, no. I wouldn't have a smokehouse full, but I always had me a hog.
Yeah.
And I see how they do their heat for meat. Mm-hmm. I kill mine just like that.
Yeah. Well, now, did you ever have anybody visit your smokehouse?
No, they never did visit at night.
Take off a little helping.
Well, yeah. Now that was common back then.
What? Folks visit the smokehouse?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that didn't bother where I was.
Yes.
You see, they had a lock on their smokehouse back then. Now my little smokehouse, he was locked up.
Yeah.
See, my little meat was back down in the kitchen with sand on the floor. When it dried and the grease dripped out, it fell in the sand. So they couldn't get in my smokehouse without me knowing.
Yo, I say that again.
Huh? I say, see, I wouldn't have more than one hole.
Yeah.
In my smokehouse, he was in. Went into my kitchen. I'd put some sticks up for there,
yeah,
and hang my meat up there,
yeah,
and put sand on the floor and set my little bucket of bark and smoke under my meat like that.
Right.
And when it dried, you see the grease would drip on the floor, on the sand. Well, when it got dry, he was still in the smokehouse locked up.
Yeah.
Cause to get to my meat, you got to come through my front door.
Oh, yeah.
And this was part of your kitchen.
That's right.
I see.
Well, now, where did you get that idea?
Hmm? Saturday I get that hot. A smoking?
Uh-huh. Right there in your kitchen.
Well, you see, in my kitchen?
Yeah.
Well, I just got that out of from myself.
Oh.
I didn't have no smoke out, and I didn't have enough meat to build one. So I said, well, I got room in my kitchen. You see, now, my house was built, the kitchen clean across the house on the back. But you see, my stove set up here.
Yeah.
And my dining table about long here. You're back here, I'll take from a meat, you see.
Did you kind of petition it off?
Mm-hmm.
The boards?
Mm-hmm.
You just put up some boards?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what did Alice, Dean, and them, what did they do?
I don't know how they done that. You see, I was in Georgia when I was taking care of my
husband. Yeah. Did she have a smokehouse?
Alice Dean.
I think she did. I think she had a, yeah, she had a smokehouse. She had a kind of large hot fire smokehouse.
Yeah.
It was old, but you see, she wasn't bothering with cows. She was killing hogs. She did have some hogs, and I knowed, and while after I knowed it, she had hogs.
Did Dora ever cure her own meat?
Not that I knew of.
Well, you the only one.
Not that I knew of.
Florida May never did.
Not that I knew of. I remember Dora having hogs.
And Marty? Marty hadn't never cured meat.
They had one hog, I heard. You know, when the children were going to school, down that day, each club would give them some of them chickens and some of them pigs. Well, I think it George's boy a pig, one of them, not now, one time. But I don't know what become of it. I kept hearing him talk about what a fine hog he had out there, but I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're the only one, really, then, who's ever done
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. That I know of, Mr. Miles.
Did Frances ever do that?
Frances had hogs. That's that. That she was.
And she killed them.
She killed two or three hogs at the time. But I guess that's the way she had to kill them. Because at that time, I didn't have no cold storage and nothing. After I come here, you know, it was a long time before I heard that.
Long time.
After I was here.
And then even after that, people still cured the meat just like they always had.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather have it that way.
Mm-hmm. I like it like that.
Well,
we're going
to get
back down
to that old man.
Are you
going to
get your mom?
Yeah, Mother wants to say hello to you now. I'll get her, and then we'll run you back.
Well, my old cow's not doing too well, Miss Daisy. She's got a bad quarter now.
So your car ain't gonna do well.
No, it's sort of congested up in there.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I never had that before.
What is it, she see?
Well, she got this calf, you see, and two of her quarters swell up so with milk.
Oh.
The calf can't.
Well, did you have the doctor with her?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm bringing in my breakfast dishes.
Yes, you feeling good this morning?
Oh, yeah, I feel good. How you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good now.
Well, that's pretty good. I'm sitting in there.
Well, we had a rain and it turned cold.
Yes, it's turned cold again on your handy.
Mm-hmm.
Sure has. Now, you see what I've been doing? Sitting in there missing
Yes.
Making listening rags out of tops of the stockings that I use.
You can do so many things with them.
Well, they're not, this one is not very nice, but they lift, you see. Keep you in, you lifting your things off of the stove.
Yes, sir.
And just keep your hand from burning. Now, what do you lift your things with?
That's right.
Your apron?
Sometimes it's my apron, sometimes I get me a paper towel.
Towel.
Thing I can get on.
In a hole. Well, you can have that one. It's not very nice. They're not very nice.
Oh, yes, it is nice.
Not very nice, but the house. Every time I hate to throw the pieces away that I had there, all the tops of the stocking
mm-hmm.
that I cut off. Well, what you been doing with yourself?
Well, not much of nothing.
You still mm-hmm. been go to work, though.
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah. Okay. Saturdays? You work Saturdays and when?
Yes, I work Friday.
Oh, Friday and Saturday, yeah. Mm-hmm. You planted any more?
No. I have a bag of blank brush and cut a few weeds.
Oh, yeah.
So, yesterday, I didn't do nothing much.
Just nothing much?
No. I just flew around with it.
Did you ever do any weaving?
No, I can't do nothing like that.
You can't?
No.
Well,
I used to want to learn how to pattern.
Yeah.
I thought that was the pretty stuff, and I know the woman, she could make it devilish.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
make it real wide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought that was the pretty stuff she'd tell me. Daisy, you can do it if I don't try and I can't do it.
Well, I never did do it very well myself. I thought it was kind of hard to do.
It was hard for me. I just couldn't do it.
Uh-huh. I have the needles and everything to do it with, but I didn't do very much of it. I didn't know. I guess the mountain people did most of the weaving.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, however, my grandmother did some weaving. They weave the rug, you know. We used to do that and all. And they have to have a loom to do that with, you know, or something to do it with. But I didn't know. I thought maybe you all might have had some looms.
No, I never could do nothing like that.
Yes.
All I could do, I just piece quilt.
Oh, yeah. Piece quilt.
Things
uh-huh.
like that.
Well, that was important, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
To piece quilt. Did you ever take old dresses and kind of...
Yes, ma'am. I'll take them out of old dresses.
Skirt,
and all the
good
part of the body.
Yeah.
And then I used to take pants, you know, where there was wool.
Yeah.
And rip the legs open and piece them out of that.
Out of
old
men's old breeches?
Yes.
That makes a heavy quilt, wouldn't it?
It makes a warm quilt.
Yeah, a heavy quilt.
You know, when I had my boys.
Yes. That really would.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any electric blankets and things like that.
We're back. I didn't hear nothing about them.
We had to make the best, the most of everything that we could get a hold of, and make use of all those old pants and things like that.
That's right.
I guess after you patch the pants as much as you could patch them.
Mm-hmm. Then
you'd cut that
leg off, you see.
Yeah. You'd cut that leg off and then put it into a quilt.
That's right. And they last.
Oh, yes. They last a long time. And be worn, too. Yes, sir. You all never did raise sheep, did you? Did you ever raise sheep?
No, there were some folks around raised them few sheep.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't many sheep.
Uh-huh.
Around where I was, really wasn't many goats where I was raised.
Uh-huh.
But they was all back on other farms and things like that.
Yeah.
Where I was, they didn't care for them. Nothing where I was, but much, but chickens, turkeys, things like that.
They was most
some
like
of them
that.
Had few geese, and they picked them things sometimes.
Oh, yes.
But I don't know what month they picked them in.
No, I don't know either what month they picked the geese in.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where you get your feathers.
Get your feathers.
For your feather beds and pillows.
I know the woman, she had a bunch of them. But sometime in the year, she would pin them, put them in a pen. And that's when she was going to pick them.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
She had a house, a little house. I guess it was my skin box size of the kitchen.
Yeah.
But that's where she would put her baskets and boxes and bags
and things
in.
Yeah.
To pick the geese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But she'd pick them things by the day. Well, not anybody. Couldn't help her.
No.
Pick them geese.
She had to do it all herself?
Do it herself.
Well?
Pick them.
Well, you couldn't pick the feathers and give them to somebody else to put them over there. And
that's
then you
right.
had to not
pick
turn them loose.
Put them in that bag yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so
sir.
So she picked them things by the day.
Oh, yeah.
She get in that little place and shut that door. That's what she's going to do.
Uh-huh.
Nobody bombs her, and she ain't going to bomb nobody.
But you never did do it?
No.
You
never
picked it?
I never did.
But you saw how she did it.
How she did it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, all the help I would do, I'd put her baskets in there sometimes.
Yeah.
And her foster way, see, she had a basket like that.
Great big tall.
She put the bag over that basket. She hit it fastened somewhere in the over that basket.
Oh, yeah, the top would.
The top of it like that.
Yeah, keep the feathers in.
The bottom of the basket, or the sack was down in the basket.
Yeah.
She picked them feathers off, used them in that bag.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They wouldn't scatter.
Yeah. And so you didn't help that.
No,
just put
I
the
didn't pick them.
Into.
I couldn't pick them.
Oh.
And she used to tell me, this is the reason I don't ask nobody to help to pick the geese. Everybody can't pick them.
They don't know how to pick them.
They don't know how to pick them.
They'd hurt the geese, I guess.
Look like the geese.
Trying to hold them.
Look like the geese, boy.
Yeah.
But anyway, she didn't allow nobody to help her. Pick them herself.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Pick the geese. Well, that's the reason I said something about the sheep. You know, they used to share the sheep.
Share the sheep. Well, I never have seen how that was done.
Oh, you never did.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where they'd get the wool, and then they'd take it.
That's where they get the wool. Now,
and finish.
I'm just wondering, did they pin them?
Well, they'd have to pin them up somewhere to make them stay still so they could share them. Uh-huh. I never did see anybody do it, but I've heard of them doing it. But I know the wool that they get from them, they'd clean it, you know, wash it and clean it. And then they'd take it, people would take it and do something to it, you know, and have a spinner. Did you ever see one of those?
Mm-hmm.
Those things that they spin thread and make thread out of that wool? Mm-hmm. Well, they'd first card it, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
They'd do something where they'd have something like a handle or something, you know. And they'd kind of card that wool and make it out real thin and put it in bats, they'd call it. Well, now when they get take that back, when they have it real thin, scraped all out, and then they take it and I don't know how they do that then. But anyway, that's what the first part of making thread, you know, wool. So then people would spin that thread, and then they'd make it into cloth. That was a whole thing. I don't know. I would love to know, but I did see them spinning it.
Mm-hmm.
I did see them make the thread. Mm-hmm. I had an old aunt that did that. And I have carded cotton. This picture.
I have did that.
You've done that.
Yes.
To put in your quilt.
Cotton to pad quilts with.
Yeah. Well, you do the wool kind of that way too, you know. Mm-hmm. Make it
well,
thin.
Well, you don't spin none of them.
No. Well, or in antique places, you see the spinning wheel and thing. You know, they used to throw that thing over. That bat over somewhere, and it'd go through something, and that wheel would turn, and directly it'd come out in a little fine thread. Well, they had in those times, they had things
mm-hmm.
to do that was
mm-hmm.
a curiosity as well as we have now.
Hell no, sure did.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, you'd have lots of fun doing things back there.
Why?
Like
they did it. They surely would. Why, of course, you'd spend the whole day of spinning a big ball of thread.
Yes.
Cotton?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You've picked cotton, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I've picked cotton. Plenty of days.
Yeah, plenty of days.
And loved it.
Love to do it. And then you always pick it and take it somewhere, though?
Well, you see, we just pick it, and then they hold it up to the house
somewhere
or something. Oh, it's your going time to day.
Well, I have to go for a little while, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. We, have to go in. Trying to keep up with things going on down there. Yes, she was telling me about how to pick geese. She said they pick them, but she would be with the woman that did. And sure, I never had seen them picking the geese. But I've seen them. Of course, after they pick them, I tried to pick a duck one time that people killed and brought to it, give it to you to eat, and they are nuisance to pick.
Oh, is that?
Oh, they are nuisance
to pick. Oh, well, it's killing up there now. You know, go hunting, kill them.
Yeah,
kill
the duck.
Pick them.
You've picked
oh,
ducks.
Oh, I've picked too many of them.
Well, how would you pick them?
I dry pick them.
Dry pick them. You just like this. Come in, you just take them
pick
and
them.
Don't wet them like we used to pick a chicken.
No.
Stall the chicken, we'd say, you know,
mm-hmm.
and pick
all
the feathers off of them.
And picking.
Yeah.
But I just picked them dry.
You picked them dry.
Mm-hmm.
That
now,
was hard to get out, too, wasn't it?
Now, somebody told me you scald them like you did a chicken.
Yeah.
And they pick like a chicken. But they wouldn't for me.
They're too fuzzy.
That's right. I scald some one time. And I ain't scald no more. I was just having dry.
Yes, sir. Different. But they're good. Cooked.
They're good. And you cook
them. Do you remember cooking them? You cook
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I have cooked some. I cooked more since I've been in Florida than I did at home.
Uh-huh.
They
uh-huh.
didn't. Georgia is a wide open state. Now, where we live, it was a long ways to the swamp.
Uh-huh. was it?
The river or anything.
Yeah.
So they didn't do very much hunting there.
Yeah.
Most of them did was rabbit hunting.
Yeah, rabbit hunting.
And,
yeah.
They beat bugs.
Oh.
They would beat doves.
For the doves and
the
things.
Yeah. Sometimes season.
Make traps to and rabbits. Would make traps to catch rabbits, wouldn't it? Too.
Yeah.
I remember they used to do that, but they'd hunt.
Yes, they'd hunt. They wouldn't make no traps. Well, that was all the fun they'd have there. Walking and hunting.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen killing.
Yeah, and that was their meat, my say. A barbecue of rabbits, mighty good. We had one, I call my black mammy.
Mm-hmm.
It was with the children when they were born.
Mm-hmm.
And she could cook the best barbecued rabbit. She would. Amen. She really knew how to cook them. To get that wild taste out, you know. Yes, that was fun. A lot of people would rather hunt all day long.
Mm-hmm. Hunt all day.
All day. Yes, sir. Well, they do that now, though. People do that. They hunt. That hunting stays up.
Talk about they go down here on Gulf Hamel. They camp out down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hunt. They go down there hunting deer.
Oh, yeah. Deer. Somebody said they couldn't kill a deer. It looked too innocent.
Just couldn't do it.
It looked so innocent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at you and it just looked so pretty. Mm-hmm. So the deer, they just couldn't kill a deer. I don't much care for deer and bear meat. No.
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten both. Bear meat's fat.
Yeah.
Do you ever eat any?
Mm-mm, not that I know.
Uh-huh. Yes, I've eaten bear meat. Some people think it's awful good now but all I've ever eaten it was so fat, just had that fatty taste, and I never did like it. But I've eaten deer meat. Deer meat.
I like deer meat.
You like deer meat, don't
mm-hmm.
you? You've eaten it. Yet.
Mm-hmm. Just a man. He goes. He lives right here outside of Gainesville somewhere. But he is my insurance agent.
Oh.
And he brought me a piece of deer meat here while I was there. And I enjoyed it. I liked it. It had been years and years since I had a piece of deer meat.
Yeah.
But I still enjoyed that.
Oh. This is a got a new cast. That's a little heifer. They didn't know it was bred. And she put it over yesterday and had a little baby bull. And then another cow that had a calf. And she's had trouble with her bag. They've had to milk her out. And she's got some trouble in one of the kids, part of the bags, they said that they just don't have to have it yet with her. So I think she's going to call by. Said she, this morning, it didn't do right at all. They were milking on. It just didn't look good a bit. She thought, one of their nice cows, that one is. But this little heifer was just surprised them, and they was afraid she wasn't going to have the baby by itself.
Mm-hmm.
He was afraid that I'd have the vet with her, but she came across all right.
So she didn't have no trouble.
She didn't have any trouble. Mm-hmm. And so far, she's doing fine. When we got home yesterday, the guy rushed home to kind of look at her. He knew she was in trouble when he left. And when he got back, he came back early. He said, "Dad, we got tape up ready to thunder." Ready to go. I was a little worried about this other one this morning, they said. Mm-hmm. Well, you raise cattle, everything else, you have to have a little worries, don't you, that thing?
You can't just go straight through happy all the time.
Happy all the time.
A little
like
bit of trouble.
Yeah. Yes, Yes, sir. Well, we thought my grandson was coming to their beach house out here close to St. Augustine and going to be here Friday, but she said she's got notes saying they wouldn't be here until next week.
Mm-hmm. This channel went over, and the end of the visit with Mamu and Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning about 11 o'clock, long time, the 30th of March, 1971. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over. Around 550-600. My numbers are not working. They're broke. On the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 30th of March, 1971. Channel 1 over. Around 550-600. We're at the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 30th of March, 1971.